Layoffs about to begin. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Twitter tells employees it will notify them by Friday night whether they still have a job. The Wall Street Journal and other media report that Twitter alerted workers via email Thursday about the impending layoffs. The message going out about a week after billionaire Elon Musk bought the company. No word how many jobs are on the line. With just days left before the midterm elections, President Biden and former President Trump stumped for their party's candidates.
5 days to go and until the most important elections in our lifetime. And that's not hyperbole. It's going to shape what the next two generations look like. Not a joke.
President Biden speaking in New Mexico, where the Democratic governor's seat is at risk.
Tell you what, that governor, she's something else, isn't she?
He said Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has fought hard for her state. In her remarks, she says she's running because things aren't perfect in her state just yet.
You have all of us thinking about tomorrow and the future and building together.
Governor Lujan Grisham is facing former TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in Iowa. Former President Trump criticizes Democrats who oppose voter ID laws.
They don't want voter ID. And they don't want citizenship ID. In other words, if you come from a foreign planet, it's fine to vote because it's very... Now, there's only one reason they don't want these things, because they want to cheat.
Trump showing up for Senator Chuck Grassley, who's in a tighter-than-expected Senate race. Oprah's endorsing a candidate in the hotly contested U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania, but she's not supporting the man she introduced to the world on her former daytime talk show, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Rather, she's urging people to vote for Democrat John Fetterman. And stocks slide for a second day over concerns about rising interest rates. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The FBI is warning New Jersey synagogues it's received a credible information about a broad threat to them. And the agency's urging synagogues to take all security precautions, but they didn't say who made the threat or why. A controversy over a social media post to an anti-Semitic movie gets Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets benched for at least 5 games.
Irving spoke about the matter earlier Thursday, telling reporters, quote, "I take my responsibility for posting that," but stopping short of actually saying he was sorry for posting a link to the anti-Semitic film. He also failed to answer with a simple no when asked if he had any anti-Semitic beliefs. The Nets saying in a statement that they tried to work with Irving to help him understand the harm caused by his words and actions, but were suspending him after he, quote, "refused to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs nor acknowledge specific hateful material in the film." The statement went on to say Irving would be suspended without pay until he satisfies certain remedial measures and that the suspension would be for at least 5 games. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Speaker Pelosi's husband Paul is out of the hospital after last week's attack by a man with a hammer. The speaker thanking people for the beautiful outpouring of love, support, and prayers. Even with economic headwinds, the homeless veteran population dropped 11% since 2020.
That according to new numbers from the Biden administration's Department of Veterans Affairs and Housing and Urban Development. The numbers released Thursday indicate there are just over 33,000 homeless vets. It should be noted the government count is conducted every year, but was not fully completed last year due to limited in-person surveying because of the pandemic. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And the Houston Astros win Game 5 of the World Series, taking a 3-2 series lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.